Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, 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 yo! What is going on? Ooh, that was a good one, huh? Yo! We sound good today. All right, well, my name's Hartzell. This is your KC Morning Show. Happy Hump Day, baby! Kitty says hello. She's setting up the Christmas tree. Got the lights going up tonight. Very excited. We're getting outperformed by the haunted houses in the Bottoms. Just inexcusable. Just cannot be slipping like that. So we will change that tonight. Hope you're having an awesome, excellent, merry, insert adjective holiday season. We're on a holiday break, but if you can't tell, I miss the homies. I miss hanging out with the friends. So we got Benny Heister on the show today. We're gonna do an extended sports thing. How about that? We got all kinds of games happening this holiday season, so we're gonna chat about that. Also, I just wanted to say thank you again. 50,000 downloads on this bad boy. This podcast, y'all. Woo! That means we're at 50,000 plus because you're listening right now. Unreal. I love you, Kansas City. The KC Morning Host, just getting us through this thing, yeah? One day at a time, and we're going to be all right. So I just want to say thank you. If you got a chance and you want to leave a rating or a review, the good ones, please. That would be super awesome. But mostly, I just want you to have a good time. If you want to tell a buddy, that's great. But if you're getting something out of this, if you feel like you're having fun with some friends, you're having a good time, that's the most important thing. That's what matters to me. So have a great rest of your day. We got Benny Heister up next. My name's Hartzell, and this right here, it's your KC Morning Show. Sports! Let's do a sports thing. I cannot think of a better person to have on this great, glorious Festivus.
And at the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
All right, Benny, go ahead. The floor is yours. Every grievance, sports or otherwise, what you got? The floor is yours.
I don't know, man. I'm coming on. Like, we've had a really good run so far. Like, I have no grievances with the one Hartzell Gray. Like, could I be coming on every day, maybe? You know, maybe twice a day. Listen, I told you this has become, you know, my personal therapy session. So maybe that's my grievance. Like, you're not putting me on the air enough, dude. Like, that's it. And now I have to pin you down.
See, this is why I love you, Benny, because usually I'm the one who's begging. Like, we are both shameless self-promoters. And so now you have completely turned the turntables on me. I see what you did there.
We've been fighting a long time to try and get ourselves in front of a microphone. And then when that time finally comes, you know, like, it's like that Mitch Hedberg line, you know, you can't please all the people all the time. And it just so happens that those people were at my show.
Fill us in, my friend. How's everything going? How was Hanukkah? How was the family? Little baby boy?
The 19-month-old now. Actually, I guess he'll be 19 months old tomorrow. Got his first taste of opening up his own presents. And I have to tell you something, man. Like, from a parent's perspective, like, I get it now. Like, I get seeing the joy of, like, when your kid is actually opening up his own or her own, like, tangible gift. And there's, like, that curiosity factor, and, like, their eyes and their nose are doing, like, a little something because they're trying to figure out what's on the other side. You know, what the funny part about half of the stuff is that he always seemed to be more interested in the actual wrapping paper itself than the actual present. But I think in due time that will change, and he'll start to get a little bit more interested. And frankly, I was worried because, you know, Hanukkah, we get 8 crazy nights. I had a little bit of concern that, you know, he would start to get used to this idea. Oh, okay, what are we doing right before dinner? Oh, okay, we're going to light some candles. We're gonna sing a couple songs, and I get to open up a present. We do this every day, right? Every day? Like, this is going to happen for the rest of the time? No. And so I think the first night he might have been looking around for the Hanukkah menorah at home. He might have been looking around for an extra gift. But then he got back to his normal lifestyle and his normal routine. So a very, very good Hanukkah, and I'm excited for the rest of the world to enjoy their Christmas in a couple days as well.
See, I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know which gift to put on which day. I just feel like I would just botch the entire thing. But see, you, Benny, you do fantasy football for a living. You do gambling for a living. So you're used to, you know, these crunch time decisions, you know, like when to start this gift. You know, you've got this thing down, man. In fact, I would argue that you've got Hanukkah pretty much mastered, man. I mean, seriously, you should add a new feature to the website, SI.com.
Wow. That's a lot of pressure to be able to live up to the fantasy and gambling connection to wrapping up the proper gift. I will tell you that when you have a fantastic wife or spouse or partner, that goes a long way. She already knew what, you know, a lot of the kids my son's age were looking to get, you know, the different sensory toys and things to be able to work on, you know, the different block stacking train that became a part of it, what the relatives needed to get him. So that played a big role, and consequently that allowed me to focus in on a few fantasy teams and a couple of bets so that we could help get some more gifts for our son. Otherwise, if all the bets hadn't gone through, he still would have gotten something. I just don't know if he would have gotten as much stuff.
So much is happening this holiday season, Benny, and I feel like we should take this sports thing maybe in like two halves, you know, just to keep a sports analogy going. You see what I did there? Yeah, so we're going to
I do. It was well done.
So I'll be here all holiday season. So let's do it. In the first half, Betty, let's talk Chiefs, all right? Let's do Chiefs. Let's recap last week, taking on New Orleans, a potential Super Bowl matchup, maybe. We'll see. So, Benny, who was your KC morning showman of the game?
See, this is the problem, because we've already done, you know, 14, 15 weeks of this. We're running out of guys to give the award to, but I'm going to break the rules, man. I'm going to go ahead and give it once again to Sir Mahomes.
This is all Patrick Mahomes. Nothing is open. He waits it, throws a touch pass in the corner.
Look at Watkins right there, and the left foot is still down.
That's a touchdown.
That is a touchdown.
Coming through on the road against a very strong New Orleans Saints team was not easy. By no means was this an easy matchup for them, but give them a lot of credit. They hung with it. I do need to have a conversation with the rest of the Chiefs defense, because this is the second consecutive week in which they have let teams come back and either cover the spread or push. And that was after having substantial leads in those games. But Mahomes got done what he needed to get done. He's had incredible numbers against teams above 500 over the course of his career. That can't always be said. So I will give it once again to him. I know it's the easy call. I know it's probably maybe not the right call, but in this particular moment, I'll go ahead and give it back to one Sir Patrick Mahomes.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he goes down. I'm freaking out, but also I remember in the back of my mind, you know, this is why you pick up people like, you know, Le'Veon Bell. But how's Clyde doing?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be some variation of like a hip injury and then also a high ankle sprain. And that's unfortunate, because this is somebody that is a nicely little weapon for Kansas City out of the backfield. It's so versatile, and the skill set really plays, especially with his ability to be able to catch passes. But like you said, like, they have Le'Veon there. I think the fact that they didn't try to run Le'Veon Bell into the ground is a very encouraging sign. But you know, the Chiefs' offense, frankly, over the last several weeks has been so pass-heavy anyway that I don't think it's going to necessarily change all that much. It would be nice to be able to be a little bit more run-efficient, especially against the Falcons' defense that has been awful. Frankly, over the last 2 years, it's stopping the run. But is it going to slow the Chiefs' offense down with the amount of weapons that they had against a bad defense? I would say probably not the case. They should be fine. They're heavy favorites in this game. So even if you can get Le'Veon at 12 to 15 carries, mix it up with Darrell Williams, so on and so forth, the Chiefs should be just fine.
Yeah, let's do this now. We basically already talked about it, but we got the Chiefs taking on the Falcons this Sunday. It's going to be at noon. Benny, give us that preview.
Right now, though, the preview is all the points.
According to Fox Bet Sportsbook, the Chiefs Super Bowl odds increased slightly after that victory, but it's worth noting that they're only 6-7-1 against the spread this year.
Right now, they have to just take a bunch of chances down the field. Calvin Ridley is one of the better wide receivers in the NFL. You're also seeing a possibility that Julio Jones might return, and that'll be a bit of a nightmare for Chiefs corners. Line right now, 10.5 in favor of Kansas City at home. We actually saw this line open up at 12.5 and has since moved 2 points in favor of Atlanta. And I think that's actually because the Falcons have done an okay job despite all the blown leads and opportunities this year. You know, they've been in a lot of games, and they're much better than their 4-10 record would suggest. They just haven't been able to close. So I, you know, initially I think I liked Atlanta at that earlier number, 10.5. Probably feels like it's where the right line should be. The total in this game is 54. I'd probably lean over just because I would anticipate both offenses having a field day here. Good back and forth game for a while, but ultimately in the second half, you could see somebody like Tyrann Mathieu making a play to go ahead and increase that lead for Kansas City, a possible pick six in this game. And then as long as the Chiefs don't feel like they have to become too reliant on Mahomes in the passing game, and if they are, it's not that big of a deal. But I do think they'll be able to score at will against the Falcons defense that has had all sorts of issues this year.
I feel like this is a first world problem for Chiefs fans. I mean, we're talking about seeding and matchups, and we're looking forward into the playoffs. You know, playoffs, maybe we should pump the brakes first, but like, how is that all shaping up, Benny? Like, where are we looking as far as seeding goes for, you know, the playoffs? I'm making the same mistake that I'm accusing us of doing.
The scenario right now is that you basically have the number one seed locked up. Certainly with Pittsburgh losing over the weekend, you know, they have three losses now in the year. Same thing with Buffalo. The Chiefs, even if they lost both their games, would, I think, essentially still have a 94% chance, if the math is correct, of getting that number one seed. So again, that's another reason why I think maybe odds makers, you know, didn't put this game at a higher number, and why bettors are more so on the Falcons side, and sharp bettors in particular on the Falcons side, only because the Chiefs, even if they lose this game, and they likely won't, but even if they did lose this game, they still pretty much have that number one seed locked up accordingly. So there's just not a lot of reason to worry, regardless of whether or not they play their best football. I think fans would like them to be sharp going into the postseason, but the other nice part about that one seed is that they become the only team with bye heading into the playoffs. So good opportunity for Kansas City to try and close things out. Well, I would imagine that if they do get the win and lock up the number one seed, you'll see plenty of backups in for week 17.
All right, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Who you got? Your KC morning showman of the game, Benny. Who's that gonna be?
This is we'll go ahead and give this one to somebody that I think a lot of us have been waiting on over the course of the year. Somebody that has the ability to break out, but we really haven't seen it on a consistent level. How about Mecole Hardman? Great opportunity, especially if you move him into the inside in the slot against the Falcons defense has gotten torched all season long. I could see him getting a big possible long touchdown catch, maybe even on a punt return as well. Kickoff, possibly, whatever they want to use him in. This, his speed is going to be overwhelming for Atlanta. I could see him being part of the reason they get up big early. So let's go with Mecole Hardman, an inconsistent option all year, but maybe this is the week he puts it all together.
I love it when Benny gets to spread the ball around, much like Patrick Mahomes in the pocket. My boy spreads that showmanship around. I love it.
Yeah, man, you can only give it to Mahomes and Kelsey and Tyreek so many times over the course of the year. Chris Stone Cold Jones got an award. The Honey Badger got it earlier this year. I think we gave Dirty Dan a possible Casey Showman of the Week.
And an inanimate object as well, Benny.
That's right. Yeah, no, I'm glad that we brought that up. Yes, thank you for Andy Reid's shield back in week one, I believe, the possible winner.
All right, Benny, get cozy. We're going to keep this going. This is a long sports thing, a holiday sports thing. Kind of Mahomes and chill. So when we get back, we're going to talk hoops, going hard in the paint with Benny Heisler. My name's Hartzell. This is your Casey Morning Show.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
All right, Benny, on Thanksgiving, we go football. All right, in the wintertime, in the holiday season, right around Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa season, we hoop. So we have a chance to reset with the pandemic where, you know, everything's starting a little bit later. So Christmas Day is essentially tip-off for just about everybody. Benny, I know you're going to be watching. Where should we even start?
I mean, I've always been an advocate of watching the NBA on Christmas. You have to understand something. Being a Jewish kid from Chicago, Christmas didn't do a whole heck of a lot for our family. We're happy that everybody could enjoy, spend some time with the family. We always did the Christmas Eve Chinese food with the fam. Oh, yeah. That's a fantastic tradition. And then, you know, we had the opportunity to either go see a movie and then watch some hoops. The Bulls were playing back when I was a kid growing up. They dominated the 1990s. And, you know, maybe won't be the case this year. They're going to be better because they have a real ass coach in Billy Donovan. But it's a good slate. You got Zion Williamson kicking things off against Miami. Remember, this was a Heat team that in the bubble played their best basketball of the season before losing to LeBron James and the Lakers. But Miami was not a projected team to go and win the East. They stunned Milwaukee and Giannis Antetokounmpo, who was the MVP of the year.
Sailing along with 56 wins.
And just were never right in the restart. Didn't play well at both ends of the floor and just couldn't get the engine going, Kev.
So that's going to be a great game to open things up. Golden State then takes on Milwaukee. You know, the Warriors had a rough opening last night. Rough.
I get the Steph hive. I understand it. And again, I think he's the 13th best player of the last 50 years. But we have heard them say, oh my God, if Steph had Russ's usage rate, if Steph had Harden's usage rate, well, they if he doesn't, they have no shot this year. And I'm concerned he can't do it.
Rough, Hartzell. They got blown out by the Brooklyn Nets. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving finally having an opportunity to play together with both of those guys healthy. So that was a pretty big wake-up call for the league that Brooklyn might be for real.
Also, Benny, did you see that clip from Charles Barkley? The interview with KD.
Talk about you coming back for the playoffs last year. So you really just been working on your game, trying to get back your timing and conditioning, really, to be honest, correct?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Y'all know
underdog, put that picture of Chuck's face on the t-shirt.
Hey, I don't get sensitive about these guys. Y'all know how I feel about them.
I'm just saying, man. Let me see my face again, Jeremy.
Yo, man, I had a serious announcement to make, and y'all keep screwing around.
Is there some beef we don't know about? Because I am here to sip all this tea. That was amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. I think KD is known to be a pretty sensitive guy, and I'm sure he had heard what the inside the NBA guys have been saying about him when he went Golden State. There's nothing wrong with what he did going to Brooklyn and trying to create his own new situation. But KD just doesn't seem like he wants to be the guy to do a lot of the talking anymore. So, you know, those guys can cut it up with the best of anybody. And for KD to go on and just give that short of an interview, clearly he had wanted nothing to do with it. Or he's just being petty. And if that's how he wants to be, if he wants to create himself and turn himself back into a new villain, even when he's rectified the situation of leaving the super team to form his own, if that's what he wants to do, man, go for it. I don't think it's going to work in his favor.
It's WrestleMania season, Benny. That's a heel turn if I've ever seen one. That's a heel turn, Benny.
But he had the heel turn. He had the heel turn when he went to Golden State and then he joined up and CEO, he couldn't beat him, so he joined him. So that was the original heel turn. Now we're talking about a couple years later, he got his rings, he got his championship, and now he goes to Brooklyn with an opportunity to start up his own thing. Like, this is what I think people initially wanted to see. So there's a chance to root for guys like Durant right now, but he's not making it easy to do. I know that a lot of people are going to be all over Brooklyn. We saw this line open with Brooklyn as a 1-point underdog on the road at Boston. And already the public is backing what they saw from Brooklyn, moving the line to -2. I think Boston will be able to give them a bit of a run. And I think this game will be a little bit closer than most people anticipate.
And then Christmas night, Benny, we wrap it up with a co-main event, depending on what side of LA you're from. The Lakers taking on the Dallas Mavericks, and also the Clippers, the LA Clippers, taking on the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, I mean, right now the Lakers are 6.5-point favorites. It probably makes a decent amount of sense. I think Dallas will be good. Doncic is obviously an absolute superstar, but I expect the Lakers to play better second game around. A lot of emotion. I don't know if you saw the pregame intro from the Lakers-Clippers game yesterday, but they obviously didn't have fans in the stands, so they had family members record messages introducing them before they got their championship rings.
What it do is your boy Big Snoop, D-O-double-G. Laker Nation, what's happening? Shout out to all of the players, the coaches, the staff, the employees, and all the fans like me out there. But first and foremost, we want to say thank y'all for winning that championship. 17th for LeBron's 17th year. So LeBron, this your 18th year. You gonna get us that 18th trophy?
Markieff Morris's daughter was hyped up. So you could see like big smiles on his face. Jared Dudley of the Lakers got his whole family shouting him out with some like beautiful messages. It tugged on the heartstrings a little bit, but I expect the Lakers to play a little bit better. And then in the nightcap, you have the Clippers going on the road against the Nuggets. Right now, the Clippers -1 heading to Denver. And that's another team. Denver took a major step in the right direction. Jamal Murray looking like a possible candidate for most improved player. Nikola Jokic, one of the best passing big men in the game. All these games, with the exception of Golden State and Milwaukee, are projected to be close games. Probably still continue to lean with the Clippers, especially with the way things ended last year. Tyronn Lue might be a possibility for Coach of the Year.
So I'm curious, Benny, what are you really going to watch? I mean, you got a staff of minions and interns at Sports Illustrated. Are you going to get a chance to, you know, actually take a second? Can you hang out with the family?
I mean, I'm going to try. You know, we're going to get some family time. We're going to make sure that we're able to sort of sit back and relax for a little bit. But, you know, I love holiday hoops. Like that's my thing, man. Like I told you, this is part of what I grew up with. So I'll be watching some basketball. I think especially middle of the day games are probably where it's going to be at. And then maybe at night, I'll tune in, tune out, try and watch a movie with the wife on Christmas Day. But this is what we love, man. Like we love having sports on at home, and you know my little kid is seeing football now whenever Red Zone is on, so that's exciting. So this is kind of what we do.
Not only do we love holiday hoops, we love holiday heists. Yes, we sure do. The whole schedule back to normal next week, but I just want you to know that I love you, I appreciate you, and I could not do this show without you, Benny. I appreciate you.
I love it, man. Let's do it. Have a great holiday. Have a happy, Merry Christmas, man, to all the listeners out there. And we'll hit this up soon.
If there's one thing that I found is as true as the sunrise, it's that I like being on there with Hartzell.
The KC Morning Show.